Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if the secret to scaling your business wasn't more hustle, but something you haven't even considered yet? Today, we're talking with high performance coach Kim Rodney about building success without burnout and how to finally create balance that lasts. So we're excited to have you here, Kim. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm super excited.
We are too. What led you down the path of becoming a high performance coach?
I do come from a background of being in the real estate industry for 25 years. So the first 15 years I was in sales. And then the last 10 years, I was in broker management. And so I was the CEO of quite large brokerages, multi-million dollar brokerages with headcount of 183 and running, you know, six staff members and all of that. What had actually happened is back in 2022, I was forced to slow down. I had a very traumatic skiing accident with my husband and one of my daughters out in Breckenridge, Colorado. And I ended up falling and in normal teenage fashion, my daughter was Snapchatting pictures to her sister who was back in Wisconsin, mom down, ha ha ha. But I did not end up getting back up. And so I ended up breaking my tibia, my fibia, and fractured my ankle. Cut the trip short, though I was in the hospital for days and left with a rod and screws and all of these things. But honestly, what had happened is I had not slowed down for over 25 years. I was working in constant drama, chaos, running a very large brokerage, working lots and lots of hours, never taking days off here and there. Of course, took a day off to go skiing. And during my forced slowdown is when I really did some reflection and clarity digging and all sorts of different activities that then led me to, what do I really want to do with the second half of my best life? And I ended up giving notice to my position that I had been in for 10 years, gave a 2-month notice and said, I will be retiring from the CEO position to go and start my own business. So imagine the conversation sitting down with your husband and being like, hey, honey, I know that I've been making over six figures for the last 10 years, a stable income. I know we have two kids in college. You're soon to retire. I'm going to go start my own business. So luckily, he's super supportive. And that's when I opened up For the Love Of. And so I started my personal and professional development company back in 2023, where now I'm a keynote speaker, number one author, and a certified high performance coach.
Oh, that is amazing. Jeannie kind of has the same story, but she stepped out of corporate with a 2-year-old, a newborn.
Yes, fun times.
Yeah, really fun times. Didn't quite know what I was in for, but sounds like you have had quite an adventure.
Yeah, it is interesting how life throws us those difficult times, your accident, but it's when you get the most clarity around what you want your life to look like moving forward. My background too is real estate, so that's fascinating. And I love everything about real estate. I still have a lot of clients in real estate, but yeah, I'm sure it's a very different pace and a lot to get used to.
Yes, though the interesting part, as much as I knew, I didn't know. So of course, being in my CEO role, I coached and led top producers, those that were making six figures to upwards of a million. I held the P&L accountable to the investors, all of those pieces. But it's very interesting to now run a full-fledged, out of my home, almost an online business, and the technology and terms that I never heard of, like ClickFunnels. How do I bring people into my world, right? So that I can help them grow. I mean, I'm still studying and learning. It's been a lot, but I'm super proud of how far we've already come. And we made six figures our first year. So we did something right, but there's a lot we're still learning.
That's awesome. Now you keep saying we. Do you have a partner or do you have employees already?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. I have a part-time 20 hours a week marketing director. So day one, I did invest on contract virtual assistants to help me with that piece. And then I also from time to time have VAs that do some calling for me. And then for a short period of time, I did contract a publisher as well.
Very nice. I love that. That's how you got those books out so quickly. Yeah. You have to lean into the support and the help and other people's expertise to make it happen. Let's talk a little bit about your topic today. I love the fact that you're helping people with clarity. I feel like it's so hard to move forward when you're not clear on your goals and your objections and your mission. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Probably one of my top subjects that I love to coach around, because we can talk about all the other things when we talk about energy and productivity and physiology and psychology, but we can start moving in a direction without any direction, if that makes sense. And I think about clarity this way. First of all, it's not about comparing yourself to others. Sometimes we think we want something because we see somebody else who's doing it. One. The second thing is the majority of those that I coach are entrepreneurial women like yourselves who own their own business or they're 100% commission or they're working moms. So that tends to be about 80% of who I coach. And if I think about specifically the working mom, the clarity changes because who we are when they're 2 and 4 and what we're capable of doing is very different when they're 5 and 7 in grade school and then when they're teenagers and then when they're even my kids' age who are semi-adulting, 21 and 23, it's different. One of these terms when we talk about clarity and taking a little time to slow down and reflect on what you want and what your values are today, it changes. So it is something that I encourage my clients to visit on a pretty regular basis and be okay with wanting to change so that then we can pick the direction where to go.
I love that. I can totally relate to that. When my kids were little, like Kirsten said, when I started and I had a newborn and a 2-year-old, I thought, I'm never, ever going to have any time to myself. I'll never eat a hot meal again. Yeah, it changes and you grow and you have to be flexible. They change and they grow. You know, I have one in college and one heading to college. It's, you know, your life is completely different and your time, what you spend your focus on. So people get clear on what matters most to them.
Lots and lots of questions for themselves, right? And so we may do some together. You know, what's important to you? What are your values? Also, how do you want to show up for yourself? How do you want to show up for others? How do you want to show up in your business? And getting clarity on each of those areas of our lives. And then we also do visit all of our life arenas. So we'll visit physical health to mental health to spirituality to our social circles to our marriage if we're married or our partner to our adventures and our hobby. And so what we'll do is we'll do something called a life arenas assessment. So we'll go over all 10 areas and ask deep questions in each and then rank on a scale of 1 to 10 where you feel like you are at the moment. And then anything that is below a 7 will come up with something very small. So like, for example, if I rank my relationship with my spouse, been married 27 years. I've been married to my groom for 27 years. And so let's just say I rank it a 6 because I'm not making eye contact at the dinner table anymore. We're like sitting in the same room, but not really sitting in the same room because maybe we're on our phones or for whatever reason, I'm feeling a little disconnect. I would say to my coaching client, so if you want to just get from a 6 to a 6.5 or a 6 to a 7, what is one small thing that you could do? Just one. We don't need to go to a 10 right away. Maybe it's just scheduling a date night once a month. Or maybe it is just sitting next to each other while you're watching a movie and putting the phones aside. That's what we'll do. We'll look at each area right now where you're at and just where it makes sense, pick something really, really small and tiny to start moving forward.
That's amazing because it's practical. It's simple. They get these little wins. And once you've had a little win, you're kind of addicted. Well, what's my next little win? And they all build on each other. That's beautiful.
So true. I love that you said they build on each other because even if we think about our physical, right? And it doesn't mean we need to go run a marathon, right? Sometimes it's just all I can fit in is a 10-minute walk. Or I'll say to my girls who one is in college and one has recently graduated and now is, as I say, the semi-adult, still steals our toilet paper and is still on our insurance plan. That's why I say semi-adulting. You know, they're stressed out. They're not feeling mentally connected. And I'll simply just say, well, have you even stuck your face in the sunshine for 10 minutes? And so sometimes we're just picking something really tiny in that area. And the trickle effect of doing that for your mental being and your presence will spill over into your physical, which will spill over into your energy category. Because just from doing that one thing, you'll also show up with more energy. They're all tied together. We're humans, right? We're not robots. And we sometimes forget there's all these areas that can affect the others.
Yeah, I love that. There was a comment. It was an interview we did a while back. And it was basically the same concept, but when you do one thing in one area, he kind of showed like the different directions of all the different areas that help. So yes, it's great to look at the different areas of our business, but nothing is isolated. Everything is intertwined. It's so awesome to realize you think taking a walk isn't going to help me grow my business or isn't going to help me be a better mom. But the reality is it can can, and it does in more ways than you can imagine. Now, I also know that you are a big systems person. Jeannie and I joke that SOPs are not sexy, but it's what makes a business run really well. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts around systems.
Oh, yes. And I do leverage AI. Let's be honest, we can really get our SOPs together in leveraging our AI of choice. I'll just share a couple of one of them that I created was called my CEO mom or my CEO home system. And I did not realize I created it until kind of reflecting back. I was building out recently, I have a 6-week working moms course, and I was interviewing my daughters about it. Now they're old enough where I could ask them about the systems I put in place when they were younger and how they felt about them. And your listeners are super brilliant. They're super smart. They're growth minded. They're running big companies. And when I think about a working mom who is overwhelmed and stressed out, where my brain goes is, how can you take what you know in your business and bring that home? And so our CEO home system was simply, I hear me, write this one down. I didn't do everything. Because when we are CEOs, we don't do everything. Working moms can feel overwhelmed because for some reason they think their worth is in doing it all. So simply put, a system would be, one, I am going to pack my lunch because it's one, it's a system for me to save money and be more healthy. And I'm going to stand beside my kids while they pack their lunch and I pack my own. Or I want to have as best as I can. I know mornings are always so chaotic when we're trying to get the littles out the door, but as best as I can, how can I control what happens? Well, we're going to CEO this and we're going to create a vision board. This is for you've got your kids in elementary school. And we're going to put all the things on the vision board that they need to pack. And we're going to CEO this because they're going to pack their backpack. They're going to get their things out. It's a system. And at the same time, it's teaching them also life skills, their luggage. So as soon as they were old enough and could pick out their own clothes, which they can do at the age of 5, whether you like what they're wearing or not. So we would make a list. We put the CEO system in place. It's like a standard operating procedure. We're going to write down you need this many shorts, this many that. Those are just a few, but I asked my daughters how they felt about all of these things. And they were super complimentary. They did say one thing that they would have changed. What I used to do was I would forward the emails that I would receive from the elementary school that had all the details and all of the events in it. Or I would forward the schedule for the dance classes or the schedule for the swim classes. As soon as they were old enough to pick up a piece of technology and we had our family shared Google Calendar, I would tell them to put them in the calendar. Or I would tell them to decide based on what we're doing as a family, do you have time to actually go to the event at the school? Problem solve and think about this, right? And one of my daughters said, okay, mom, so do you remember sometimes you would forget to forward the email and we would sometimes miss things? Now, we wouldn't miss the activity things, but we might miss something ancillary at school that really honestly didn't matter if we went to the ice cream social. But anyway, she was like, this is what you need to tell your moms. You need to tell them to get a separate email. So let's just say it was rognifamily@gmail.com. The whole family has access to the email and all of the school things and all of the activity things only go to that email. It does not get commingled with your personal. It does not get commingled with your family, because then if you're going to really build the CEO system and your kids are going to be looking at it, it's got to be one place. So that was a recommendation that they gave me.
Very insightful. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love that so much. Because there's so much going on, especially, you know, with two kids and, you know, they've got activities. Like you said, there's backpacks that need to be packed and homework. Lunches and after school activities, and you know, it can get crazy. You're empowering them to make it happen. I love that.
We have a friend who got divorced with 4 children. The little one was 1 year old. Can you imagine? And she sold real estate, but she did some of the smartest things over the years. So for example, she included her kids in the goals of selling houses, and they got to pick what the reward would be. So when she sold a house, it might go get pizza or ice cream or whatever, something special. But when she sold X amount of homes, maybe it was a day on jet skis or a day skiing. So she really tied that in. Her littlest one, there were times when he didn't want her to go, right? He's crying. She's got to get out the door. But she would always pull up the picture and remind them what they're working for. She said, eventually he's handing me my briefcase, like, go sell that house, mom. Because again, they had a reward tied to it. They knew what they were going to do special, and that they knew that, you know, she didn't want to leave after dinner to go show a house in the evening, or she didn't, you know, she didn't want to be away from them, but she had to put a roof over their heads. But also that, hey, we get to do fun things as a family when we hit hit certain goals. So I feel like that was really very cool to do.
Love it. Love it. Yeah.
That is so awesome. What else do we have on this beautiful list that you've given us of ideas? What else are you thinking about?
Well, I actually was just thinking about a time where we had a challenge with our girls. They're 2 years apart. And again, thinking about what worked really well for me in running a multi-million-dollar brokerage. And we used to follow the EOS system. I don't know if you're familiar with Traction and EOS. Love it, by the way. If anybody is a small business, super good, right? And so in the EOS system, which is a book, by the way, there's Traction and then there's EOS. It teaches you how to run a meeting. It teaches you so that you have a meeting and you're not just having a meeting to have a meeting. And part of the meeting is you start out with 5 minutes of good news. You've got what's called, we're going to identify and discover and solve our issues and whatever. And so, I don't know, we were having a family breakdown about something. And I was like, I'm going to pull up the EOS system. We're going to have at it. Good news, right? And not only that, I then had my daughters take love language. I was like, we're all going to take the love language so we know how to, you know, speak to each other. But the point is like, I even love your story about your friend, is all of these things that we do outside of the home, how can we bring them inside the home? And the more that we can come, you know, marry them together and utilize those skill sets and all that education that we have on running big businesses and treat our home that way, it makes it so much more fun and less stressful because we're following systems that have been proven to work for people to work together, because that's what you're doing as a family.
Yeah, we used to do in the morning, sometimes the only time we'd all see each other and be in the same room. And it was always, you know, what are you looking forward to today? They started asking me and I was like, it's sinking in. So
I love that. I love that. So that's at home. And then a lot of my work systems that I coach to are, I learn them from other places and then make them my own, right? And so I've been told that my number one strength, if you've ever taken the Strength Finders, is learner. Great skill set to have, but not really good if everybody else around you is like, okay, slow down, girlfriend. Like, you've sent me 10 podcasts in the last 24 hours. So I can take in information at a very high level, like listen to 3 podcasts while I'm getting ready on 2-point speed, and then be reading a book and then go and do this other thing. And so a lot of times I'm just pulling information from that. But the system, you guys are going to laugh because I'm going to basically age myself. Here's the system. If anybody's a learner like me and they love quotes, and maybe they're a speaker or they're an author or they're a coach, and they need to very quickly access something to coach to or teach to. So I used to have it all in a Google Doc, but I decided that wasn't like quick enough. So I literally have this. Are people going to actually be able to see us? I'm going to explain it too.
If you're watching on YouTube, yes. But let's explain what you're holding up.
Okay, so I'm holding an index card box that's alphabetized. So here's what I did. I used to have all of these index cards and I would be reading and listening and I would get a quick tip or a quote and I would just write it out and it wasn't organized. But let's just say we're talking about brain. I can literally go to, or balance. I can go to B and I can just pull it out. Balance is really about feeling connected and happy with yourself, you know, or whatever. Or I need a quick quote. I'll go to Q and I'll pull out Q, whatever it might be. Or maybe SOP, like, and I go to SOP and I want the top 7 things to create an SOP. Yeah, I'm sure all the 20-year-olds are like, what? It's on paper. But that's just a system that I created in order to really lean into my strength of being a learner and being able to quickly grab something in order to be able to articulate it and share it with a coaching client or be able to speak about it.
You're definitely speaking our language.
Yes.
We actually do something somewhat similar, but instead of an index card, we use a Trello card.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
And for us, because there's 2 of us, we want to both have access to things. And so, yeah, it's amazing though, when you actually have a system that works. And, you know, I have a long list of books that I want to read, but it doesn't make sense to buy them all at one time. So just having the structure around every area of our life is so important. I know Jeannie's she always has a list of things to pack for different trips. Like, I just feel like checklists and processes make your life so much easier because you don't have to think about it. I feel like as a business owner, decision-making fatigue is real.
Yes, so real.
So I was just going to say, you mentioned balance in your Rolodex, old-fashioned Rolodex, newfangled Rolodex, or coupon box, which is what my mom's looked like. So let's talk about balance. You know, how can people get that balance between their personal life, their business life, what they want out of life, all of that?
Yes, I love that question. So, well, first of all, sometimes we don't even realize we're in balance when we are. I always start with that because we are moving so quickly, 1 million miles an hour. Our brains are constantly being bombarded by information. information. And the first thing is taking a moment to feel it, which is sometimes hard as a high performer, is to actually recognize a feeling, because we're doers and we want to get things done. And so sometimes it's just, I'm eating dinner with my family, and that's what balance is. And so I kind of correlate it with overwhelm. When I have somebody who's feeling overwhelmed, I'm like, do you really feel overwhelmed? Or is that you don't recognize or actually feel when you're in balance? Because we think it needs to be this huge thing, but really sometimes it's just the little daily moments. So that's one. And then secondly is, we know we don't have balance in our lives when we haven't actually scheduled for it. And so I do teach a system that is, how do we actually set up our week for success? How do we identify our big rocks in our life and then go and actually time block them? Which, oh, by the way, is the first section of my For the Love of Self journal. It's, how do we set ourselves up so that we can actually put it in our schedules? Because people think that balance is all of a sudden going to just happen. It doesn't. It's not like you join a club and you're like, look at me, now I'm in balance. No, it's, you have to schedule it and then recognize when you are in it.
I think when you schedule things, you can also roll with the punches so much easier. I know. Yeah, we've made a lot of changes over the years. So for example, on Fridays, we only work a half a day. And when we say we work a half a day, it doesn't mean we won't putz around and get some things done later in the day, or we both like to learn. Sometimes we use our early Friday afternoon to learn something new, or things like that. But it's interesting when you start to value your time and you realize that you can drag things out, or you just put your head down and get them done. It makes a big difference. And, you know, my schedule is changing for this week and next week because I had a death in the family. So I have to travel and move things around. But I feel like when you have a really good handle on your schedule, that doesn't even become overwhelming. It's like, okay, this happened. You know, I'm going to look for the positive side, which is I'll get to spend a lot of time with family and even be there with them on Easter, which wasn't, you know, something I plan to do this year. So looking at the positives, but realizing when you have a really good handle on what you're doing, it makes it easy to move things around when something does happen. So I think that's amazing that that's where you start with your clients.
Yeah, that's so good. And I love that you talked about scheduling it. And, you know, even a couple of techniques that I can give right now that people can take with them when we talk about scheduling is, one, there's something called a Pomodoro technique. I love the Pomodoro technique. Love it, love it, love it. And so all work expands to time allowed. And so if we go into our schedule and we need to be in the flow and we need to be in the zone without being distracted, we can do 25 minutes, 5 minutes off, up to 45 minutes, right? You have to test your brain flow, if that makes sense. And so I recommend that people schedule that for their big rocks and then set a timer. So a lot of times what I'll do is, if I look at my calendar, I can see at 12:15 today, I've got a time block to work on a big rock. I'm going to set my timer for 12:05 because it allows me one snooze, because my snooze on my phone is 9 minutes. So at 12:05, it goes off. I'm like, snooze, get my water, finish up my email, do whatever I need to do. And then it goes off again a minute before I'm supposed to be in my time block. And then I go to work and I set another timer for the 25 minutes or the 45 minutes or whatever it is. I have timers set all day long or I will completely get derailed.
I think that's just a mom thing, because Jeannie does that too. And I don't have kids, so I don't do it. But I feel like maybe that's a mom thing that you guys took on early in life.
I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. I set timers for, you know, when we have our podcast interview 15 minutes beforehand. So I know I've got time to get my equipment together and get everything ready. So yeah, I got timers going all day long.
I also feel like psychologically, you're giving yourself grace and time to move into that space. So I know this is what I'm doing and I know that I'm going to focus on this. So you're already kind of preparing your brain to start thinking about what it's going to be working on. Mm-hmm. And you're going into it with a very calm acceptance, which makes things flow more easily.
Yeah, that's so true. Yes, love it.
Tim, this has been so fantastic. You have given us so many great ideas and tips and inspired us that we can have it all and be flexible and make sure that we recognize it all. So for people who are listening and say, oh, I love her, I love everything she's saying, maybe I need to work with her, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So just real simply, you can go to Kim Rogne, that's rogne.com. And then if you would like a free download from my For the Love of Self journal, which helps you get your weekly setup, your daily mindset, and your end of the week slowdown, that you can find at flowself.com, F-L-O, like for love of, so flowself.com.
I'm going to check that out for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. We'll put that in the show notes below as well. So Kim, we can't thank you enough for joining us today and sharing your amazing ideas and your professionalism and all the things that you know and you've learned with your client. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.